Hi, babe. It must be, what, 4 a.m. where you are? It's 11 p.m. here, and I just wanted to send you this voice note for you to wake up to. Also, there's no way I can type all of this out. I hope you're not too jet lagged, and I hope you have a good time at your conference. Just remember to network, okay? That's the whole point of these things, so don't be shy. Anyway, I just really wanted to let you know a couple of things. I just wanted to get this all out before you came home. I don't feel like it can wait. First, I know what you're into. Like, really into. I was cleaning your gaming setup today and you forgot to log off, and I saw your Reddit page. I snooped and I saw the posts that you save from Gone Wild Audio. Babe, the stuff that you save. Cheating audios, cuckold stuff, humiliation. Is that what you listen to with your headphones at night when you think I'm asleep? Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to kink shame you or anything like that. I'm not mad. I just wish that I knew earlier. Much earlier. If anything, I'm just relieved. So relieved to finally see your true nature, to know what you really are. It makes the next thing that I need to say so much easier. I'll just get to it. I've been cheating on you. It's my boss. I'm sleeping with my boss. I've been doing it since. Do you remember that day when we all had our fall pictures taken? The photographer kept saying I was glowing. The first time was that morning. Whew. I actually feel so relieved. And I hope that you're still listening. Babe, he's just so good. He's amazing. His cock is massive. It's the size of my forearm. I thought that people were exaggerating about size mattering, but it's so true. He knows how to use it. And he fucks me. Really fucks me. Hard. It's so nice, baby. Are you okay hearing me say these things? I mean, you're into this, right? Are you hard? He fucks me here, at home. That's actually why I was able to get that nice arrangement to work from home. He lets me so that we can do it here. He doesn't live far. We do it after I drop the kids off. I come home, I change. Sometimes he doesn't want me to. And he just comes in. He has his own set of keys now and everything. And he just takes me wherever he decides that day. He's here tonight. Yeah. He just finished fixing the stuff with the car. I canceled the appointment. He just wanted to do it himself, and then he noticed a few other things around the house that needed doing. He's just finishing those up now. Babe, he fucks me raw. From the first time, I told him not to. He said he didn't have any condoms, so we tried using one of yours, but it snapped right away. He's too big. I can still see it that first time. I was lying on your side of the bed. His cock was covered in my juices. I was so wet and I was shaking. The torn condom was still on him. And he was going really slow because I wasn't used to it yet. It was like watching a huge piston slowly stretch me out. Babe, it was so hot. I still play with myself to the thought of it while you play your games. I use my dildo and everything, but it doesn't compare. The second time was even better. Just days later, we tried so many positions, and every time since, I take him so well. And now I get what they mean, baby. When a real man can reach places that others can't. And I never have to fake it with him. You never noticed, did you, that I've been faking it? All that. Oh. That's not real. It never was. We still do it raw. He never brings protection. He knows I want another kid anyway. And he makes me call him Daddy. You're still listening to this, right? Oh, just a few minutes? Thank you. We do filthy things, babe. He makes me pull out our wedding album, place it on the floor, and open it up. And then he spreads my legs over it and takes me from behind. He always makes sure that we spill on it. When we don't do that, he paints my face and coats the ring on my finger too. The engagement ring. He calls it cheap. And then he makes me suck it clean. Tell him more. Okay. Last week, I rode him on your gaming chair. Oh, it felt so good. When he got close, I spun him around and stroked him until he shot his thick ropes all over your monitor. That one was my idea. He shoots so far. Nowadays, when he's done, he makes me wipe his cock with your favorite face towel. You left it here, by the way. It's not always that filthy. Lately, I make him lunch when we're done, and he always appreciates it. He shows it by bending me over, taking me again, my breasts pressed against the kitchen table. Other times, he gives me my own lunch to choke on. It's not just the sex, baby. I like him. He's handsome, capable, successful. He's got savings, enough to walk away tomorrow. He says he'll take care of all of us, even you. No more worrying. He actually wants us to stay together, and he'll come by whenever it suits him. I told him yes. I'm not sorry, baby. I'm not. This is not an apology. He's just a better man. I have to go now. You don't need to text or call. I'll be busy. Just have fun over there. Take pictures. Next time we have the house all to ourselves, you can be there. But outside, you can just listen. That's what you like anyway, right? Okay. Daddy says I need to say goodbye. I love you. I really do. You're still my...